Good day. Welcome to the Contracts for Biz podcast channel. Today we'll be unpacking
supplier agreements. I have with me Helena Ruet to discuss when, how, and why supplier agreements must be used. Helena, why would you need to have a supplier agreement in place?
A supplier agreement sets out the rights and duties of the supplier and the client. It will explain who buys what from whom at what price. The agreement will determine what must be done when the relationship for whatever reason does not work out and the agreement must be cancelled. It's also useful to know what will happen to the information that was exchanged between the client and the supplier once the agreement is terminated.
Would it then not be sufficient to rely on the quotation that the supplier submitted and that the client accepted?
Unfortunately not, Arinda. A quotation is not an agreement. The quotation does not regulate the relationship between the parties properly. There are sometimes many T's and C's or even fine print, which is not properly explained and understood in a quotation. When the relationship goes downhill, the quotation would not be of any help at all.
Helena, could you perhaps give us a practical example of when a supplier agreement would be used?
A good example would be IT service providers that many clients use nowadays. IT will have logins and access to systems of the client in order to service the client. If you don't have a supplier agreement in place that stipulates how IT must keep the often sensitive information that is shared with them, it could create big problems for you.
What could happen if you don't have this agreement in place?
If you look at the IT example again, if your client's information gets compromised by your IT service provider because you did not have a supplier agreement in place, you will be held responsible for the breach of confidentiality. National legislation determines how one must deal with your own information, but the problem comes in when the relationship between you and your supplier is damaged for whatever reason, and other people's information gets compromised as a result thereof. You will be held responsible for the compromise.
Helena, what would then be the benefit of having a supplier agreement in place?
The agreement will indicate how information will be kept confidential and both parties' rights will be protected. There would be no information floating around that can be compromised. The IT supplier will know that they must keep all information that they have access to confidential. Both the client and the supplier's responsibilities pertaining to buying and supplying will be clearly spelled out. There would be no guessing when and how things will be supplied. It will create certainty between the supplier and the client.
Would the supplier agreement protect the client should the relationship turn sour?
Yes, Arinda. The supplier agreement will protect both parties when the trust is broken and or even when it's no one's fault that things just didn't work out between them. The agreement will clearly stipulate what must be done when the agreement is terminated for whatever reason.
Thank you for joining us today. For any further information about this legal document or product that we discussed today, please go to contractsforbiz.co.za. Or if you need the services of an attorney, go to skumanlaw.co.za. We'll gladly assist.